Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, John, this is John Williams. You're on WGN. I hope. Are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Hey, now we got you on. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Well, good. Welcome to Chicago. Although, you know, you've obviously been to Chicago before. You had a brief stint with the Blackhawks last year. What was the date that you came up? When did you actually join the club?
My Yale season ended in March, so I was there in Chicago through from the middle of March through April to the playoffs. And that was obviously an incredible experience, leaving school and joining the team.
Does that happen usually? Guys play 4 years at a college and then go directly from that team? You would see this maybe with an NFL player, but does that happen with NHL players, 4 years in college and then directly to the pro club?
Well, obviously in the NHL, there's such a prevalence of players who played major, junior, and players from Europe. And then with college players, it really depends. Some players only need 1 year of college, and I thought it was in my best interest to stay for 4 years, develop there. I was fortunate to be in a leadership position at Yale. So really, as a hockey player, as a person, I think staying was in my best interest, and I'm very grateful for the 4 years at Yale.
Are you working on your degree? Have you finished that? What are you studying at Yale?
I actually received my degree in political science. Fortunately, I was able to finish all of my classes from the ropes. My professors stayed in touch, knew I was in Chicago, so I did attend graduation and get my degree.
Wow. So I'm sorry, did you graduate yet, or do you have your degree now?
No, I do, yeah. I'm officially graduated.
Wow. Well, political science. So, you know, a lot of guys, when they leave their playing days, I mean, down the road, 10, 15, 20 years from now, when you finally hang up your skates, do you want to be a sports announcer? Would you like to be a political analyst on WGN Radio here?
That definitely sounds like a good option, so maybe keep me in your thoughts till then.
Yeah, okay. I won't press your second career. Let's just wish you well in this one. How excited are you about the team this season? How optimistic are you?
I'm very excited and I'm very optimistic. I think having 12 or 13 games of experience, including the playoffs, was enough motivation for me this summer. And I'm trying to address all the areas of improvement for me personally. I think the team's going to be in a great position next year, and obviously some exciting trades. So all in all, I'm excited, and I'm also optimistic. So I think this team always has a chance of winning, especially with the core and the leadership they have here.
Maybe if you play 4 years at Yale and you're a member of the Blackhawks, your first goal in the NHL isn't as memorable as it might be for somebody else, but maybe it is. Do you remember that March 18th goal, your first one for the Blackhawks last year?
Yeah, I actually do. So I repeat that question. I think I lost it there.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you're kind of cutting in and out. I was wondering how well you recollected your first goal.
Oh, wow. That was a special moment. I do remember that because I had family there in Toronto at the Air Canada Center. Obviously, it's special to be playing a line with Jonathan Toews, and that was the case for that goal. So I'll remember that moment for a while, and I really cherish that.
Wow. You know who's really going to remember that goal for a while is your family. I mean, think about that. Too bad it wasn't at the United Center, but your family's in the stands. You're on the ice with Jonathan Toews. You score your first goal. I mean, can you imagine what a thrill that must have been for them?
Yeah, it was definitely special. My family's done such an amazing job supporting me the last few years. So to have them there and to have them at my first game in Ottawa and also at the United Center for my first couple of games there was really special.
Now, were you born in Chicago? Did you grow up in Chicago at all? Because I've got you in Chicago, but also in Connecticut. Where have you spent most of your time?
I was born in Chicago, but moved right away to Denver. Lived there for 8 years, and I've been in Greenwich, Connecticut ever since. I had a 2-year stint in Ann Arbor for the national team development program, and obviously in New Haven for 4 years at Yale. But I consider Greenwich, Connecticut my home.
I got it. You know, you're a little bit like me. I was born in Chicago and then moved away and then came back many years later. So there's this gap where you really, if you don't grow up in Chicago, you miss a couple of things. But it's kind of neat that you're back. So I just got a couple of Chicago things you need to know. Do you have a number two pencil or any way to write some notes down here?
Yeah, I'll write this down.
Okay, yeah, you will. All right, so John Hayden, here's just a few things you need to know now that you're back in Chicago. Or maybe I'll just ask you as a question. Do you put ketchup on a hot dog, yes or no?
Yes.
No, you do not put ketchup on a hot dog. Oh, gee, John, right out of the gate, you got the first one wrong. Here in Chicago, we only put mustard on our hot dogs. If they see you put ketchup on a hot dog, it's over. They're going to trade you, I promise. Don't put ketchup on a hot dog. Have you got that?
I got it.
Okay. The city's favorite sport. Ryan, maybe you can help this young man out. What would you say Chicago's hometown sport is?
Baseball.
Baseball. Yeah, I'd say, here's what I'm thinking. 16-inch softball. 16-inch softball. So write that down next to mustard. 16-inch softball is our game. And here's just one more fact. Drop this on Taves or Kane or some of those guys, because I'll bet they don't know it, and you now will, so you'll be more of a Chicagoan than them. Chicago, the word Chicago means stinky onions. I'll bet Jonathan Taves doesn't know that. So,
I'll definitely ask him tonight.
I don't know how you pop that up in the question. Maybe you guys are sitting there eating dinner and you've got onions on your sandwich. You'll find a way to weave it in, right?
I will. I definitely will stay far away from ketchup in my career.
Yes, really. I'm just here to help. That's all. So just tell me, I got a couple more minutes and then I'll let you get back to the convention. Are you signing autographs? Is there a day or a time for people to bump into you, John?
Yeah, there is. Today, I think I have a picture session tomorrow, an autograph session, and really events throughout the weekend, which is exciting because obviously this is the 10th convention, so there's been a ton of success with these events, and this is my first. I'm excited to interact with fans because the probably the most special part of my my first experience in Chicago was playing the United Center and seeing how passionate these fans were. So I'm excited, and this should be a great weekend.
Yeah, you know about how passionate Blackhawks fans are, but this is your first convention. Have you ever seen so many sweaters in one place at one time? It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Very amazing, yeah. I could tell just walking to the hotel that this is a unique city with a ton of passion and obviously a winning culture, so it's great to be here.
Yeah. Have a lot of fun. Have a great and successful career. Don't put ketchup on a hot dog. Chicago means stinky onions, and 16-inch softball is maybe Chicago's hometown sport. You just do all of that, and you'll be fine, all right?
Well, I appreciate all the advice, and I'm going to make sure to talk to Tanger about that Chicago meeting tonight. So thank you.
Report,
it was awesome talking to you.
Report back to us. John, good luck to you. Thanks for your time. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, dude. Take care, guys.
John Hayden, one of the newer members of the Chicago Blackhawks, born here, not raised here, back here. That's all good.